Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It is 6:45. An El Paso congressman continues traveling across Texas in his bid for the U.S. Senate seat held by Ted Cruz. Heather Claiborne reports.
A 2,000-mile, 30-foot-high, $30 billion wall.
As he makes his way back and forth across Texas, Congressman Beto O'Rourke draws enthusiastic applause from the crowds as he hits his points on education, health care, an assault weapons ban, and the border wall.
In El Paso, Texas right now, and I think we use that wisdom and that experience to rewrite this country's immigration laws in our own image here in Texas, with our values.
What he doesn't do is attack his opponent, Senator Ted Cruz.
So I never, ever demonize or vilify anyone based on party or really anything else. This is about bringing everyone together, and you can hold me accountable on that. If you hear me doing that, call me out. And that's what I ask people who are part of this campaign to do, because it's going to take a different kind of campaigning, not just to win, but to bring everyone together around the big work, the expectations that we've set, and delivering on them.
O'Rourke's issue-focused approach is resonating with voters like Judy Meister.
Usually I'm not a fan of politicians, but I am with this one.
Meister drove 40 miles from May to join 100 other supporters in Eastland.
I believe in what he says as far as the needs that we have for education, for honesty in the country, what he's saying about the border wall and the need to not have it.
After selfies and handshakes in Eastland, O'Rourke moved on to Abilene, where more than 400 people turned out to hear his message. He hit the road again on Sunday, traveling to Paducah, Borger, Dumas, and Amarillo. Despite outraising Senator Ted Cruz in the last quarter and a poll showing that O'Rourke is closing the gap, he knows he has a long way to go if he's got a chance of winning the Senate seat. And he says he intends to get to all of Texas' 254 counties by the end of the campaign. In Eastland, I'm Heather Claiborne.
And as you may know, early voting is underway for New Mexico's primary election, and commentator Walt Rubel has been following a controversy involving some local races.
We've got laws in this state, okay? PRC candidate Ben Hall was just getting warmed up. We've got election laws about how much you can contribute and how much you can collect, what you can do with it and what you can't do with it, he said. Who in the hell enforces the law? Is it the Attorney General? Is it the Governor? Is it the Secretary of State? I've tried to call the Secretary of State and the Attorney General already this morning. Nobody answers. I didn't have any answers either. For their part, the Secretary of State explained that when Hall called, he insisted on speaking to the Secretary herself, and she wasn't available at that time. Hall is one of five candidates, three Republicans and two Democrats, running for the Public Regulation Commission in District 5. He alleges that donations accepted by incumbent Sandy Jones are illegal. Jones said all his donations are legal, but alleges that those accepted by his Democratic opponent Steve Fishman are not. Fishman has made the same claims as Hall regarding donations made by lobbyists to Jones. New Mexico law prohibits PRC candidates from accepting anything of value, either directly or indirectly, from a person whose services to the public are regulated by the commission. Does the word indirectly prohibit donations from lobbyists? The same statute also prohibits donations of more than $500. So, is it okay to give a whole bunch of $500 donations, as the company Affordable Solar has done for Jones? The statute also prohibits candidates from accepting anything from a regulated entity, affiliated interest, or intervener. But the statute also says, for purposes of this paragraph, a commissioner may accept allowable campaign contributions when campaigning for re-election. Does that mean that donations from interveners are okay during a campaign, as Fishman claims, or are prohibited, as Jones claims? Taken literally, the law would seem to suggest that it's okay for incumbents running for re-election, but not for challengers who are only running for election. All of this comes after a previous challenge, questioning whether Fishman met the vague requirements established by the legislature as being qualified to run for the PRC. A district judge decided in that case that he did. But in these other disputes, nobody seems to know who the umpire is. Both campaigns said they have turned to the Secretary of State for help, but have received none. Jones said that office typically refers questions back to the PRC. For their part, the Secretary of State says that none of the candidates have yet filed an official complaint. Probably the only thing that me and that guy being Fishman, agree on is whether it's qualifications or this campaign stuff, it's just not clear, Jones said. One final note. Several weeks ago, I wrote about a project my Leadership Las Cruces class was doing to help homeless students. We had our big event Thursday, and it was amazing how many people offered their help. Their contributions to the Project Link program at Las Cruces Public Schools will make a real difference for homeless students in our town. Hopefully, we have also raised awareness to a problem that so many people just didn't know about. Project Link will need more help in the years ahead. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.